Welcome to Raju Radio.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about the adventures of life having glasses and not having glasses.
More specifically, we'll kind of talk about my journey getting glasses and more about each of our perspectives about glasses. So if you guys didn't know, I have glasses and my brother
doesn't.
Yeah. So, do you want to guess when I got my glasses? Because I don't think you know.
I do not, but I think I'm guessing a lot has happened at the age of 4, so I'm guessing 4.
Actually, no, I was 8. I was in 3rd grade. So, one point me. Anyway, do you know... Or do you want to guess kind of how I discovered that I couldn't see?
Yeah, everything was blurry.
Well, actually, I mean, everything was blurry, but I guess I just thought that was how it was for everyone, and I didn't think much of it. But,
what made you, like, get the,
me go get tested?
Yeah, that, like, instinct to, like, I do not have 20/20 vision like my awesome brother.
Well, at that time, you were very young, and we still don't know. Of course, like, when you get older, your vision goes down a little bit. But as of now, you're good, which is really great. And I never had that thing in my mind telling me that I, like, only see kind of blurriness, and I don't... see perfectly as other people do. And so in school, actually, every year they did a vision and hearing test for us.
Yeah, I remember that. Like, every...
Do they do that at your school?
Yeah, they do it.
Okay, because they did that at my elementary school.
It's only elementary, right?
Yeah, it is only elementary. So, so one year, I guess my... eyesight was not as good as it's supposed to be on the test, so I was sent to the nurse's office. That moment, I was terrified. I was like, oh my god, I'm getting glasses. But I was also kind of excited because my dad had glasses and I aspired to be like him, you know? Even though having glasses is not really the best thing. Anyway, so I went to the nurse's and she tested me. And it turns out that I needed glasses. And so I went to the optometrist at Walmart, actually. And that's where I went for a few years. And I got prescribed, lenses. Yeah, that was kind of how I got my glasses.
So, like, you said you were, like, super scared that you got glasses and stuff.
Well... Not that I was scared, I was just not expecting that to happen to me. But I was a little excited because our dad has glasses, and I wanted to be like him, and if I had glasses, I'd be more like him. So, yeah.
So, like, what did they do in your operation?
I did not have an operation. I went to the optometrist, which is the eye doctor.
Did they just put glasses on you and be like, okay, just pay for those and then you're good?
Have you ever been to the optometrist?
No, I got 20/20 vision, boy.
Well, I've been to the optometrist quite a few times. I went a few months ago, too, to renew my prescription. But actually, they make you have this machine, and it kind of puffs air into your eye. I hate that machine.
So, that kind of reminds me of sleeping gas, is it like
No,
that?
No, it's like, you put your eye up to the machine, and you see a little barn, and then, they puff, like, air into your eye. I'm not sure why, but they do that. And then there's another one. I don't really know what that machine does, but I know that's the second machine. And then the last machine, they kind of put your prescription in a glass, and then they like put it to your eye and see which one like fits best, the prescription that you have now or higher, lower, whatever. So yeah, that's kind of what they do at the optometrist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So have you ever wanted glasses?
That's a weird question and a bad one, because obviously it's a no.
Really? Because, like, I feel like a lot of kids wanted glasses.
No.
I feel like you did, too, at one point. I remember you wanting to be like me and our dad.
What? No.
You don't recall that?
Because I didn't do that. I just wanted to see. I just took your glasses and saw how it, like, looks with glasses.
How you look with glasses?
No, what it, like, look. Like, what you see when you have glasses.
Oh, okay.
I don't need glasses, so what I see is blurriness.
Yeah. So, I quickly just wanted to tell a little story. Just, like, a little mini story time from whenever, like, before I got my glasses. And this is, like, before I knew I had bad vision, so I kind of, like, was moved to the front of the class because, like, the teachers, like, saw and recognized that I couldn't see properly. They're like, we'll just move you to the front. I'm sure it's nothing. And I was moved there so I could see what was on the board and what my teacher was writing and everything for my notes. And, you know, just to see and know what the teacher is writing. So once I was moved to the front, I could see everything. So I was like, you know what? Everything's fine. It's not a problem. So yeah, that's a story. And then I remember the day I got my glasses, like, I was super excited. And like leading up to it, I told like, all my friends, and I had this really close friend and he had glasses. So like, we were kind of talking about life with glasses and how, like, how to kind of deal with it, how I can get used to it, because it felt weird that to have, like, glasses on your face for the first time. And now if I don't have my glasses on my face, it's really weird. Like, it just feels bizarre. So I remember I walked into class and he asked me, like, hey, like, where are your glasses? I thought you were going to bring them today. And then I was like, oh, they're in the case. And, like, I took it out and I showed it to him. And then he was like, oh, you should wear it. And I was like, I don't know. But, yeah, I did wear it. And I wear it every day, obviously. I would not be able to see. So, yeah, that's my little story time. And that's the end of the episode.
So, guys, tell us if you wear glasses or not. If not, tell us if you want them or not on our Instagram at Roger Radio Podcast.
As always, thank you guys so much for listening. Bye.